Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
My mama needs me, my mama does. She's my heart and soul, she always was. They took her from me, tore us apart. But now I look to give her a brand new start. Let me build a home, mama. Let me build a home. This will be our home, it will. This will be our
That's it. Keep your head up. Legs strong. The more you fight, the more you will tire. I aim to tame your wild, not break your spirit.
Good day, Mona.
Mr. Montgomery, once again you have managed to arrive at the hour of completion of my workday. Please look away so that I may emerge from the water and get fully dressed. I'm only wearing my undergarments.
Yes, ma'am. Surely there is more suitable attire other than those men's undergarments that you could wear while you break your horses in the river.
This is good work attire.
And the same goes for the men's breeches that you wear when you're not in the water?
It does.
May I turn around now?
Yes, you may.
Whether you wear breeches or your Sunday's best, you look lovely.
You look fine yourself, but you are not here to discuss my attire. If you have come once again regarding the matter of Clara Brown...
That is precisely why I'm here.
Then my inclination, as I have told you, is not to pursue.
But Mona, I believe this woman is your mother.
I am the one who has to believe it, not you. And I do not believe that she is.
Her children were aged 8 and 10 in 1860. You were sold away from your mother at the approximate age and year from Kentucky.
I told you that to humor you. Church picnic talk. I do not know where or when I was born.
I made some inquiries. Your so-called fabrication is likely true.
You are not a good lawyer. That is the only evidence you have to convince me.
Here's another bulletin. Do you need me to read it?
I do not. The first thing I did when we were freed is learn how to read. Preacher's wife at First Baptist taught me. Seems many scalawags and scoundrels went all that way to Colorado to take advantage of the poor woman. In this bulletin, she mentioned a name she gave to each of her children. A name that only her children would know. Wouldn't a mother recognize her own child?
I remember on Keller Plantation, one of the mothers marked her children, a cut on the cheek or the forehead, so that she would be able to identify her children. Clara Brown gave you a name only she called you. You simply have to remember.
I know no other name for myself.
You have to try to remember, Mona.
There is nothing worth remembering, Mr. Montgomery.
But you can be reunited.
After all these years, I have made a way out of no way. If I break and sell a few more wild horses like this one, Mr. Tump and I will have enough to purchase a few more acres of land. She has a cracked hoof. Will you hand me the nipper there in my kit, please?
Nipper?
Yes, I know my trade, Mr. Montgomery.
I do not doubt that. Here you are.
That is the puller.
So much book learning has given me a reason to forget what I no longer need to remember.
Then you understand.
Understand what?
Understand how easy and necessary it is to forget. That is the nipper. If you please.
Here you are.
Thank you. What is your motivation?
What do you mean?
Pray tell, how did you expect this reunion to be to your benefit?
I have spent some time working with the Freeman's Bureau a few years back. I have seen with my own two eyes the pride and joy in people's faces while receiving an education. To have your marriage legalized. To see one's mother, who you thought you would never live to see again, walk through a door and give you a hug so fierce and so powerful, a hug that only a mother can give.
And you want that for me?
I want that for all of us. And it is clear that this Clara Brown is generous and an investor in the success and well-being of her community.
Scallywagging.
And I intend to set up housekeeping there.
Housekeeper, you mentioned, and quite proudly as I recall, that you resided in at least 3 states and 2 territories, living pillar to post prior to your arrival in Nicodemus.
There's a great need of Negro lawyers in the Freeman's towns. I enjoy my freedom to move as I please, and I enjoy my work.
How long has it been? A fortnight since your arrival here?
A month.
And have you settled all your cases?
I will not leave. Until I settle one more case.
No need for you to stay on my account.
Mona, do not be coy. I've not given up hope that you and I will one day wed.
I honor my vows I made to Mr. Tump.
Your marriage can easily be annulled, and the man is 20 years your senior.
He is only 10 years my senior.
Well, he seems a lot older. The man falls asleep and snores quite loudly during passing ceremonies.
He has earned the right to sleep wherever he wants, and snore however loud he wants. He served in the Union Army during the war. Would you please pass me the rasp? That's the long file.
35 years of age. That man is too old to be having a family.
It is nothing for a man to make a baby, no matter his age. But I will not put that on him. He already lost 2 wives. Only the Lord knows where his children are.
Does he adore you, Mona, as much as I do?
Adoration is fleeting. Care and respect, well, it makes a relationship. And that is what Tump and I have. He is a good man.
You are usually forthcoming with your words. In your case, what you do not say speaks volumes.
You lawyers are keen on twisting sensible matters.
Well, as a lawyer, I am well practiced in finding the loophole to win my argument.
I concede your point. My word is my bond. And so I cannot outright state that I have to go. Good day, Mr. Montgomery.
Wait, say what, Mona? Just say it.
I was going to say that your arrogance and hubris is not attractive.
Ha! Ha ha! You did not say my arrogance and hubris was not attractive to you.
What?
Doesn't my effort regarding this matter of Clara Brown display my care and respect for you?
A wise man once said, leave the romance to the artist. We must be practical.
Thank you.
You called me, Tom?
Mr. Connor here says that you took one of his horses?
I did not.
That there Mustang you just bought here is mine. You found that horse on my land, so she belongs to me.
There's no brand on her.
That's because I don't brand them when they're so young.
See this? I was branded when I was just sold from my mother. White folks do not hesitate to brand anything they want, young or old.
Cover yourself, Mona.
But Tom, you know and he knows that that is not his horse. I found her scared and wild up on the ridge. He saw no value in her until I broke her in.
Come on now, we ain't got all day.
I was planning on selling her for $25, maybe even more. He will sell her for $40, maybe $50.
Horse theft is a crime punishable by hanging.
I did not steal that horse. I will take this matter to court. Montgomery will be my lawyer.
You think a court of law will rule in your favor? No. We will settle this right now. You give him the horse.
No. Not until he pays me for it.
Then I'll fetch her.
She is the best that I have. Stop. You're spooking her.
I don't like telling you this, but you give that no good trash the horse before he shoots us and feed us the damn hogs.
Here she is. You owe me $25 for breaking her in.
Listen here. We will let this misunderstanding pass, and I will not press charges against you for stealing my horse.
You will pay me $25 for breaking her in.
I did not put in a contract for your work, and I will not pay for what was stolen from me.
Then we will settle this matter in court.
Your gal is mighty haughty, old man.
Mona spent several days on the ridge making sure no one claimed that Mustang. Took a fortnight just to get her off the ridge. Surely you can offer her something.
I will not pay her a red cent. You hand over that horse, gal, or you and the old man will be hanging from a tree before sunrise. What the hell?
She broke out of her harness. I specs I didn't train her all that well.
You bring that beast to me, gal.
She's yours. Go fetch her.
You uppity bitch. You will be sorry you did that. I will be back, and I will take more than just a horse.
Tom?
Yes, Mona?
Are you upset at me?
You may pay dearly for what you did. But I'm glad you did it.
Here's your pipe, Tom.
Thank you, my dear. Will you read some of the paper, please?
Mm-hmm. State Adams. Texas cattle in large numbers are arriving at Dodge City. On last Saturday night, we were visited by gentle rain. It was hailed with gladness and grateful refreshment for the crops. For some time this spring, the country was infested with horse thieves.
Listen. That's enough of the newspaper.
It occurred to me that my name may not be the name my mother gave me.
That's common. I must have had three full names, John, Joe, Henry. I do prefer Tom.
Mr. Montgomery mentioned a bulletin.
Don't listen to Montgomery. He's a carpetbagger.
He is not a carpetbagger.
He read law, didn't he?
Yes.
Only place a colored man can read law is up north.
You fought in the Union Army. Surely you do not think poorly of Northerners. Anyway, I believe he said he read law in Charleston with Congressman Robert Brown Elliott.
You've been keeping company with Gummer?
No. Well, polite conversation after church service. He told me about a woman looking for her children.
There are scoundrels promising to reunite families on threadbare evidence. Only to reunite folks who are not kin. Complete strangers. Beware of that, Gumley.
I'm a bit tired. You mind if I went to bed?
Oh, no. I don't mind.
You coming?
Here you go on, dear.
Good night, Tom.
Good night, Mona May.
Mr. Tom! Mr. Tom! It's Montgomery and Hayes!
What is Gumley doing here?
I don't know, Tom.
Open the door, Mr. Tom!
What's all this? Why are you here, Mr. Montgomery?
Evening. You know Hayes from the town over?
Evening, Mr. Tump. I brought my carriage to take you and Mona out of here.
Take us where? For what?
Connors was at Houlihan's Tavern and got his druthers worked up about a horse you stole from him.
But I gave him the horse, even though I did not steal it from him.
Which was an admission to the theft. Now the sheriff is forming a posse. We need to get you both out of here.
That low-down scoundrel.
I can safely get you and Mona out of here if we leave now.
I ain't going.
Tom, come on now.
I have had enough of this treachery. I have served in the 9th Cavalry in the Union Army to fight in the war to maintain the Union. It is my blood that is caked in this soil, not his. I will not be chased off my own land. I know how these cowards fight, and I will beat them at their own sorry game.
Well, then, I'm staying with you.
Y'all take Mona someplace safe.
I will stay on and fight with you, Mr. Tump.
I don't need you to stay,
Governor. Are you mad? I am not leaving you here to fight alone.
I'm staying too, sir.
I said I'm staying.
All right, then. How many headed this way?
There were about a dozen at the tavern ready to join up.
I've taken on 2 dozen, single-handedly.
Well, I didn't expect you to stay and fight, Mr. Tump. I would have brought more men.
Always expect to fight, Mr. Montgomery. Mr. Hayes.
Yes, sir?
They won't be carrying torches because they don't want us to see them. Cowards like the dark. So you will give us the signal? What you holding?
A Smith & Wesson revolver.
Leave the carriage out back and go out on the hill on the north side. They'll probably be coming from town on the southeast side. I want you to fire a shot in the direction they are coming from and how many are coming. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Mona, get the bed upright on the back door and put my chair and table at the front door.
Yes, Tom.
What you holding, Gummery?
A Derringer pistol.
Grab the Winchester from behind the stove and the Winchester from under the bed. My eyes ain't what they used to be. The two of you will shoot them when they are still distant. Don't let them get within 20 yards of this house. That's Hayes. 3 gunshots to the southeast. You two go to the east window and shoot when I tell you to. Shoot! Hayes said 2 come from the west. 1 of you get over here. Shoot!
I got him. Hey, another one's right behind him. Shit! Mona, pass me a rifle!
Mona, get his gun. Gummery, board up the door. 4 more approaching from the south. Get down!
They're all gone. We did it, Tom! Oh, praise God!
They didn't go anywhere. They're torching the place! We have to get out of here!
We got you surrounded. Ain't so uppity now, are ya?
Mona, hand me my Apache.
A bow and arrow.
I'm gonna light these arrows and shoot them to stop the horses. You two run as fast as you can.
What about you?
Don't worry about me.
I'm not leaving you here.
Come on, Mona, come on. We gotta get out of here.
You get your hands off of me, Mr. Montgomery.
I will be fine, Mona May.
Tom, please don't make me leave you here like this. I cannot bear to lose someone else.
Go, Mona. Leave the romance to the artists. We must be practical.
This is not practical. This is cruel.
Stop that crying, Mona May.
Yes.
When I tell you, you open that door, I will shoot 3 fire arrows. I want you to run as fast as you can and keep shooting as you run. You understand?
Yes.
Now!
Montgomery! Come here, have my carriage! Yeah!
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes, Mona?
We will wait for Mr. Tom.
Yes, all right.
He does not arrive in 2 days. We will depart for Colorado.
That's a good idea, Mona.
I will remember the name my mother gave me. I will remember everything. And I will also destroy Connors. Will you stay by my side?
Yes, Mona May. I will always stay by your side.
My mama needs me, my
Thank you for listening to The Courtship of Mona May, featuring Brandon Michael Hall, Ezekiel Montgomery, Gabrielle Atkins as Mona May Kristoff, Luke Slattery as Connors, D. Reuben Green as Tump, and T.J. Washington as Hayes. Sound designer, Experience J. Mona May theme composed and performed by Jeanette Berry. More details about the music used for this episode are in our show notes. Please consider becoming a patron so that we can continue to make more episodes of this series. Our Patreon page is patreon.com/harlemqueen. You can follow us on Instagram at Harlem Queen Audio Drama, Twitter at Audio Harlem. Our website is harlemqueen.org. This is Yanni Smith, creator, writer, director, editor of The Courtship of Mona May. Thank you so much for listening.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.